This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first extraordinary session of the second regular session of the 100th General Assembly.
What everyone in the Senate chamber as well.
Extra session continued this week following last week's opening. Among the features of Senate Bill 1 is the residency requirement for St. Louis police officers. This was the biggest focus when Bill's sponsor, Senator Doug Libela of Poplar Bluff, presented his measure to the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee last week. On Wednesday afternoon, the panel voted to send the proposal to the full Missouri Senate for discussion.
I move that Senate Bill 1 be taken up for perfection.
Senator Libela then introduced an updated version of Senate Bill 1.
And a change to the language to allow for the witness statement to be used before the trial is submitted to the jury, instead of before trial starts. This will ensure that if the trial is started, we can still use their statement if they are persuaded to not show.
During lengthy discussion on Thursday afternoon, Senator Carla May of St. Louis offered an amendment to take the residency requirement from the measure because this idea will be on the November ballot in her hometown.
This has always been an issue on everything that came up. And my colleagues always emphasize, you know, local control. But yet, it's local control when it comes to their area, but when it comes to someone else's area, it's not local control.
Missouri senators came to a conclusion on Senate Bill 1 around 10:30 on Thursday night.
Has a three-year sunset to the St. Louis residency requirements like before. It removes the distribution of drugs, manufacturing, and controlled substance from the mandatory juvenile certification hearing requirement and adds armed criminal action, felony, weapons, offenses. We increase the age for the juvenile certification hearings for the juveniles between the ages of 14 and 18 and added some metrics to the certification hearing to include reporting demographics, race, number of juveniles waiving their right to counsel, and other offenses.
For Senator May, this discussion goes back to Senate Bill 889, which was introduced during regular session.
This bill is basically targeted at St. Louis City Circuit Attorney's Office. Basically, it expands the scope of the Attorney General's office, giving them authority to take over any gun-related and any carjackings that take place in the city of St. Louis.
Senate Bill 889 was never discussed by the full Missouri Senate during the regular legislative session. Senate Bill 1 now moves to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Thursday, August 13th at 12 p.m.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by...
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgans.